Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Gabrielle. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Michael Tarver. I ordered what I thought I was paying shipping for an iPad, and I ended up getting this $49.89 charge on my credit card. What did I get for that?
Wait one moment. Have your zip code?
85280.
You said 8520?
85280.
What's your first and last name?
Michael Tarber.
Can you spell your last name for me?
T as in Tango, A as in Alpha, R as in Rico, B as in Bravo, E as in Echo, R as in Rico.
Okay, can you verify the address for me?
P.O. Box 2558, Tempe, Arizona.
We'd be under a different address.
6102 West Sweetwater, Glendale, Arizona.
Okay, because I see you have access to our meal planning app, which includes meal plans and recipe guides. Sir?
Okay. Yes, I heard you. So you said I have access to a meal plan and app?
Yes, so it's like a meal planning app. You have a link inside your email that you have access to.
Where did this email come from?
Okay, it should say Bites Hub inside your email.
She's killing me right now. So where did you say it came from?
Bites Hub.
Fight Club?
Bites, like B-I-T-E-S, Bites Hub.
Bite Hub.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's see if I can find that.
And I also see where you already disputed this charge at your bank.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, sir.
So I don't see anything under Bite Hub in my email. And I'm checking
okay.
Every email that I'm a part of.
Yes, and there's nothing we can do about this charge on your account. These charges are valid.
So can I at least get whatever I paid for then?
Okay, I will put in the notes on your notate your account about sending you the assets to the meal planning app.
So hold on. So let me get this straight. So I paid for this. You never sent it to me, and there's nothing I can do about the charge.
Have you tried looking your junk mail inside your email?
I've looked in everything that I have. I see nothing for a Bite Hub.
Okay, give me one moment. See here, sir. Give me one moment.
So they never sent. They never sent me anything.
I'm still here, sir. Give me one moment.
So I paid for an app. Oh, well, they already did that. Yes.
So these charges are of value. You would have to reach out to your credit card company or your bank about this charge.
Yeah, but you're supposed to, there's supposed to be a transaction, a trading of services. You were supposed to at least give me something. You
okay,
can't charge
you
me
have
and
access
not
to
give me
our
anything.
meal planning app, sir. You
I'm
took a
telling you, I
survey.
don't have your email. Can you show proof that you sent this to me?
So you have to reach out to your credit card company about this charge. There's nothing we can do.
I already have. I have somebody speaking to them right now as we speak.
There's nothing we can do, sir.
But I'm talking to you because you are the company that was supposed to give me a service.
Okay, yes, sir. There's nothing we can do about this charge.
Okay, I've heard you say that. The last person I said that.
Okay. Do you have any more questions for me, sir?
What I'm asking you, I'm not asking you what you're going to do about the charge. I'm asking you, what about my services?
Okay, you have access to your meal, our meal planning app.
How do
it's
I get
access
to it?
Inside your email.
How?
It should say Bites
Hub. You never
you have
sent
to look
email.
Into your junk mail or your spam folder.
I already have.
Yes,
yeah,
so we sent you
under
that link.
Bite Hub.
There's nothing
There's
we
nothing
can't
under
serve,
Bite
sir.
Hub. Can you show proof that you've even sent me this information? Or can you send it to me again?
Okay, we can't send it to you again, sir. There's nothing we can do since you have a charge back on your account.
What are you doing business under? What's the name of your company?
Bite Hub, sir.
Bite Hub?
Yes, sir.
BiteHub?
Bites Hub with the S. Bites Hub.
Can you spell it?
BiteS and Hub. HUB.
Bites Hub? That's what you're incorporated at under?
Yes,
under
sir.
What state?
So we're a third party. We just assist with different products.
Third party. So you're just a call center that does their that handles their calls?
Yes, sir, a third party.
Do you know who owns that company?
No, sir, I don't.
Huh. What's the name of your call center?
Are we a third party call center, sir? We don't have a company name.
Every company has a name. Everybody does business under something.
Okay, sir. We don't. What else can I help you with, sir? There's nothing we can do.
I just told you. I mean, can you tell me where I'm calling? Because I mean,
we're
obviously,
a third party call center,
sir.
So
there's
anywhere. Nothing we can do.
I've heard you say that already. And what's your name?
Gabrielle.
Gabrielle. Is there like a number or anything like that you could give me, Gabrielle? So, you know, just in case there's more than one there.
Like a employee ID number?
Well, I don't know. Like, is there any other factor you use to help determine who I actually spoke to, you know, other than
Okay.
just telling somebody I spoke to a Gabrielle?
Okay, there's 513, sir.
Okay. You're
248.
Gabrielle, five. I'm sorry, go 513, and what was the other numbers?
248.
248.
That's my employee ID number.
Information can I get from you so I can make sure I get all my ducks in a row before I proceed? Bite Hub. There any other information you could give me about this corporation? Because I have no idea. I still don't have enough info to really do anything. And you said you're also telling me I just have to get it one more time. You're telling me there's nothing you could do as far as giving me what I paid for or helping me find it. Hello? No. She hung up. No, she didn't. Let's see. There's nothing under bites. And there's nothing I could do about the charge. That is rich. See what we got here. I call 462-6403. No, I called this number. You know, life is already dealing with this lady, Gabrielle, wherever she is. That's why she's working at a call center anyway.